Welcome back to Randy Plays Games. It is part two of our fiasco set at Camp Death. It's actually not called Camp Death. It's Camp Clearwater, but for us, it's Camp Death. Yeah,
it's actually called Camp Slaughter.
But that in Native American means death.
Yeah.
It's the Native American.
In Native American.
Yes. The one Native American language.
Yeah.
So, to pick up from where we were last time, the identical twins, Arpeggio and Delmicchio Lander.
Well,
not too identical anymore.
No,
identical single child.
They were the camp counselor and the camp gardener of Camp Clearwater, and then we had.
I'm a cop, but I'm undercover. Name's Jamie Lee Turner. I am actually a 16-year-old girl, and I'm super sexy, and I'm exploring my sexuality because I'm blossoming.
Joe is fondling a police badge.
That's because because I'm a cop.
And when last we left, you were exploring your sexuality with the dead ex-wife of, or dead ex-girlfriend.
Ex-girlfriend, okay? They weren't that serious.
We were never actually married.
Yeah, well, they were living in Shadow West Contra, that's why they came over.
To save it for the wedding, but then it didn't work out.
At least in theory was sexually exploring, but we do know he's a cop, so he could be investigating the body.
That's what he calls investigating.
I'm railing that super hard.
So, Ray McClure, who came to report the death of his ex.
I was just here to beat a park ranger. I didn't think it would turn out this way.
Well, you shouldn't have pushed my brother into the boiler.
Well, that was kind of inevitable.
And, yes, when I went into the boiler, there was a loud noise that summoned you two out, and my body was gone when you came back.
It was just Judd taking a dump, apparently.
That camp food, it doesn't go down well. It doesn't come out any better.
You do better with all that beef jerky and Gordon Ramsay products.
Right, and Gordon Ramsay was also murdered.
Yes, but that's not important.
But that's not important.
It's going to be like the limo driver in the biz. Like even Raymond Chandler doesn't know.
I don't know.
Like, I don't know who killed Gordon Ramsay.
So we pick back up, and Judd, would you like to establish a resolve?
Let's resolve what happened to Delmicchio.
Okay.
In a scene with...
In a scene with Judd. So what's the scene?
Are you going to resolve it positively, or... Do we just...
She establishes it. Okay, she's establishing. So what's the scene?
So, Delmecchio is in the boiler.
Okay.
Right? Yep.
That's next to my bunk.
And Judd came out of the toilet.
Yep.
We both run out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You need some help there, friend?
Yes, pull me out. Help.
Well,
my legs! They're burning!
All right, but I'm a man of certain needs, and
not getting any less hot,
and
still burning.
Well,
start pulling.
I'll let you out. I'll pull you out if you let me swim in the lake this year.
Okay, fine. Swim naked. I don't care. Pull me out
because I come here every year, and I never get to swim in the lake.
Okay, those are my favorite knees. Just burned off.
All right. Well, okay. Let me grab you by your hands there.
Thank you. Thank you, Paul. Harder. Ow. Ow. Look, you got to get me out of here. That guy's crazy. Just push me through the grate up here. Just here. I've got a key.
Oh, well, wait one second there. You can't go very far on your hands now. Let's fashion some legs for you.
Can you do that?
I got a lot of time on my hands, so I know how to make some prosthetics.
Wait a minute, why do you have my hedge clippers?
Well, I figured we could use these. Good as anything around here.
Is that... Wait a minute, did you take my hedge clippers?
Nope.
No.
All right, well, it's gone. They're going to come back any minute. I guess I'll put them on. Listen,
all right.
You didn't see me.
No, I haven't seen much since, 83.
And Domicchio runs away on his
hedge
clipper
legs. I got cataracts.
Nice fellow. Scissor feet.
Nice fellow, man. He's gonna let me swim in the lake this year.
Check the, Slovakian ripoff of Edward Scissors.
Domicchio.
Head stripper legs.
I kind of want to see that. Just not directed by Tim Burton.
All right.
Oh, snap. Or
Yeah, exactly.
That the final scene? Is that the end of the scene?
I think so.
All right. Yeah. Did it go well or badly for Judd?
Well for Judd. Not so well for Dominique.
Well, I get to swim in the lake now.
That's true, yeah. So that's a white dye.
That's a white dye.
Ah.
So she keeps it.
Just
the way I like it.
All right.
White and pure.
Also, we have two elements from the tilt that we did between sessions. There's a failure, a stupid plan executed to perfection that was at some point.
The hedge clippers.
Oh, that might have been, yeah.
But it wasn't a failure. It was a resounding success.
No. A stupid plan executed to perfection.
Yeah, hedge clipper legs are stupid, Tony. Joke.
And then,
Joe, you should like draw this.
Our other element is tragedy, confusion followed by pain. Mm-hmm. So at some point in this second act, those will show up. So next up is Chris.
Okay.
Establish a resolve.
I guess resolve.
Okay. So, I think we should jump forward a little bit. Jump away from all of this stuff.
Okay.
Just because we've been in the same area for too long.
Right.
So, let's see.
We do have being lost in the woods.
Yeah, that's true. Mm-hmm.
And the lodge.
Although I do need to resolve my same.
Yeah. So we'll get to you because you're next.
Calm down, Chicky Park Ranger or whatever.
Don't
you are.
Don't yell at me, Whisper Man. Hey.
I think I want to. I want to see what Arpeggio does with Ray after he's pushed his brother into the boiler.
Okay. I'll be lost in the woods.
Yes.
And then he finds me.
Yeah, I think that's a good idea. Okay.
Okay. So I've raced back to the. I've raced back to the camp counselor's office.
Yes.
I grabbed the body. I guess I found a body bag.
You found a body bag, right.
On my way out.
Just lying around.
Oh, there
it is. I'm out in the woods.
Yes.
So I'm sprinting back to the. I don't know why she's already dead. But.
Yeah.
I'm running. Don't let it get cold.
You saw the look in Jamie Lee's eyes.
Yes, that's why. Yes. Get that bagged up before anything happens. Okay, so I'm sprinting back.
Domicio! Domicio! This is ridiculous. I don't even... I'm the fucking camp counselor. I don't even know where I am. God, I hate the woods. Why did I even take this job in the first place? Domicio, hello? Anyone? Hello? Help?
Person with maracas.
I go running past him. Those are dried leaves.
Whoa, hey, Ray, hello?
Yeah, no time to talk, sorry.
Wait, I'm running after him. Ray, help, where am I? I don't know where I am.
Come on, just follow me. I don't know why, but...
I'm still a little pissed about you trying to kill my brother.
Yeah, well,
just a little bit.
I'm pretty sure he did in my ex there, so...
What? No, what? Why would you even think that? Hold on, can we take a break for a minute? Jesus, I'm a camp counselor, not like a super long-distance sprinter. Jesus.
I've outpaced him, and I'm like, yeah, I'm back at the... So he's lost in the woods.
I got to stop smoking all those coffee grounds. Jesus Christ.
I think while he's in the woods, the cook wanders in.
Why am I in the woods?
Oh, Jesus Christ!
Why are you in the woods?
I was trying to find my brother.
Wait, the Burning Man?
Yeah, it's kind of a long story, but then he's gone. We thought he'd be lying there, and he's gone. His body is gone, and now I'm trying to find him. I figure he very painfully ran off.
Well, I saw this fellow that kind of looked like the Flaming Carrot, you know, the indie comic from like the late 80s.
Oh, yeah,
90s.
I love that.
It was really good.
Did
you ever read that?
Oh, yeah, and Fabulous Furry Freak Brothers.
Oh, yeah, that was great, too.
So good. Yeah.
You know, I actually got a couple of original runs if you want to go
check this
look
out. I just happen to have on me the hardcover of Reed Fleming, World's Toughest Milkman. It's
wow.
So
well, now I have to read that.
What is happening?
sorry. Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Have you guys read Little Orphan Annie?
Come on! Judd!
Oh, sorry, I heard a commotion and I thought I'd come. Brought some beer. We could sit and talk,
Judd,
watch.
That's not beer. That's squirrel skulls that have fermented rainwater. We've been over this before.
Oh, that's what I call beer. Maybe where you come from, big city.
Will it fuck you up?
But here in Maine, we call it beer.
Yeah, I hate to tell you, Quentin, but... respectfully to Judd, this is pretty good. He does a shot.
Well, screw it. Let's read comics and drink beer.
We have no time for that. I'm looking for my brother.
What, is your brother going to get less burnt up?
No, but that's not the point. He's missing.
Brother's fine.
And Ray I don't know what happened there, but Ray seemed like he tried to kill him, and then he ran by, and then there's still the other body.
When he mentions this, the body bag with the body in it comes tumbling out of the fire tower and lands on them?
Yeah, yeah.
And so, of course, with a loud squawk, yes. Blood goes... Oh! God, I... Just cleaned the shirt.
Sorry, didn't mean for that to happen.
You look like that girl. What's her name? Carrie. Another camper. Came here in 80?
No, I asked you not to talk about the 80s at this camp. Jesus, this is...
Well, I kind of got stuck there.
It's kind of weird we're standing here talking when someone we know is a killer just threw a body at us.
Yeah, happens. Sure happens, I kept it.
Well, we did all watch him put Del Michio in the boiler.
Wait, was that your childhood nickname for Del Michio, was Randy? It's kind of sweet if you think about it.
It's weird. For a second there, I thought his name was Randy.
Oh, no.
That's strange. Anyway, we should probably run.
All right. We voted while you were doing that, and we all gave you thumbs down, so this ended badly for you.
It seems that
way. You
are covered with
my shirt
corpse.
Is ruined.
Yes, yes. And it's vintage.
It is. This is
could
vintage.
Be zombie blood.
So you may keep that black dye,
vintage
sir.
Vintage 1980s camp the slaughter or whatever.
Can we have Randy actually show up?
All right. Can I be Randy?
Yes, I was going to say, it's my turn. I'm going to establish. Domicio on his new head stripper legs. Runs into the heretofore unremembered triplet Randy Lander out in the woods where he is digging into Judd's stash, and for the 68th year in a row stealing the trunks that the Landers have bought for him and tried to have shipped to him, and that's where we're going to start.
Haha, I found the trunks.
Randy, what are you doing out here?
Well, I was just going to looking for some alcohol for my friends, because I was going to have them all come over to my house, and we were going to play some games, so what are you doing?
I'm running around on hedge clippers, because you've been murdering people again in my name.
Well,
this is where you go, I have cancer!
Well, have you seen my latest Facebook post? I do have cancer.
You know, the cops didn't buy that the last time you went on a kill spree.
Well, you know what? I'm friends with the Arrow, so...
I don't even know what that means.
I don't either.
Hey, everybody, I'm the Arrow. Maybe you've seen me on television.
Whoa, it's the Arrow from TV's The Arrow.
I'm going to shoot a bullseye to cure cancer.
That's the cook wearing a paper mask.
No, I'm totally not, because that dude's reading comics from the 80s right now.
You know, where did he get those comic books from?
The 80s.
Well, what shop did he get them from?
You mean... Dragon's Lair?
No.
Juniors? No.
No.
Starts
with an R.
I'm like a thief. It's kind of like it's like I'm stealing. It's like I'm a rogue.
The name of the town is an R. The name of the shop is an R. I'm an R.
Randy Rock.
That's close enough.
All right, we still have a murder die left.
That's a long way from Maine for comics.
I run into the scene having followed these two at some point. Guys, why did you stop?
Whoa, 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 you almost got an arrow to the face.
Oh, for God's sakes, Quentin, calm down. Wait, you look familiar.
Yeah, I'm your triplet, Randy.
What, triplet? There's no... Del Michio, you're okay, sort of. What is... Randy? What?
Actually, to be more specific, I'm Del Michio's twin, and you're Del Michio's twin, but you and I are not related.
I roll onto a ground on the ball and start screaming.
I knew this was going to happen again. Arpeggio, it's time we had that talk again.
No.
And then I'm going to have to give you the... sleep drugs again.
No, no, he's coming back.
Yeah.
He's coming back.
Yeah, he's coming back.
No, not again. You remember what happened last time.
I remember, except last time no one shoved me into a boiler. Listen, Randy, as long as you're going to go around murdering people and blaming cancer, I'm going to need you to go kill the park ranger.
Well, you know, it wouldn't be the first park ranger that I killed.
No, I know.
So, all right, I'll go do that. All right, everyone, looks like that went well. You're rolling the wrong dice, Sarah. No, Sarah, that's not how you play D&D.
That doesn't sound like me at all. All right, I'm going to take this white die, because Sarah said I could have it.
Okay.
So wait.
You keep them after the test.
Yeah. And that went well for me. I didn't murder anyone.
Yeah.
It was my evil triplet.
You just ordered somebody to murder.
Yes.
And your legs work.
And my legs work.
Yeah.
More or less. The arrow.
And the arrow was there.
That's the cook in a mask. That's not the arrow.
Still an arrow. I should know. I'm a cop.
And speaking of the cop, I believe it's your scene.
Yeah, so I'm going to go ahead and resolve being left alone with the body.
The arrow's here. That makes you the token black character if you're the cop. So
different scene.
Oh, sorry.
So we can have this be where I've just gotten back into the...
No. You just left.
I've left.
Okay. Yeah.
So I threw the body over.
No. Is that a new body? You left before that.
This is before you've come back.
Oh, okay.
I'm hopping back. Okay. So if all you guys could just lowly sing Goodbye Horses in the background, that would be great. Okay. And scene. So, that's what a full woman looks like, huh? You think you got everything that it takes to satisfy a ranger of all the parks, even if he's just in his larval stage. At some point, he's going to grow his cocoon and he's going to spread his super law wings. He's getting soft. My skin can be soft. Let's see what you got under the hood. Well, that's impressive.
Guesses.
But have you seen one of these? Yeah, that's right. I'm a full big girl now. Oh, well, you do go on. I didn't know you had an interest in me. I suppose equal femininity does attract itself. Our bodies should meld and become one. Like string theory.
Wait a minute.
That's not supposed to be that kind of a... That's a fake orifice. Those are two fake orifice. Wait a minute. I think I remember why I was supposed to be here. That isn't hedge clipper wounds. It's a goddamn Cthulhu.
I don't know what that would be. That's tentacles.
Quite frankly, that went positively because Jamie Lee learned about him herself.
Yeah. And yet, in another way, it didn't, because we all decided that was horrible to watch. Yes. And you get a black dye.
Gotta give me nightmares more than any other horror thing this year. That's true. It didn't help Sarah making squishing noises.
Gas is slowly escaping.
I'm going to add that to my acting resume.
I think
let's put that on your reel.
On my real resume. Can make dead body squishing noises.
All right, Tony, it's your turn. Establish resolve.
I'm going to establish.
Okay.
And, I've made it back down the tower.
After you've tossed the body out?
This is after I've tossed the body.
Okay.
But I've brought a shovel with me.
Okay. All right.
From the tower. And now I'm slowly creeping through the woods. And I've basically approached you while you guys were having your conversation.
Oh, so we're all there. Okay. Yeah. The Lander triplets. Yeah. And Quentin dressed up as the arrow.
Yes. Okay. Oh, Christ. Oh, shit. Oh, and I'm behind a tree with the shovel and listening to you guys, so you guys continue your...
Well, I guess I better go do more arrow things elsewhere. Ta!
Bye, the arrow. Thanks for posting on my Facebook.
No.
Yeah, that's kind of how I feel about this whole thing, too.
Holy crap.
Season 3 wasn't that still good.
Hey, wait. What was that about season 3? We worked really hard on that.
I thought it was good. It was good.
It's good to see that you're doing better.
I feel like I'm getting off track with the whole murder thing.
Also, I got blood on my Reed Fleming book.
Oh,
yeah. Sorry about that, buddy.
The value significantly.
Listen, okay. Arpeggio, I have to tell you this every time there's a murder spree, and then you have to forget it again because you can't function with it. So let's just get through it.
I run out of the woods and with the shovel over my head. This is for Sandra!
Arrow!
or give it a red die, who dies?
Obviously,
does Ray get arrowed?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's right.
Where does he get arrowed?
Right in the heart. One thing he cared about.
It's only a matter of time before one of Joe's characters penetrated him.
I'm definitely fucked.
I hope Judd doesn't find out about this. He'll go crazy.
Ray, I got us some beer and Ray, why are you on the ground? Ray, you all right?
He's just sleeping for a really long time.
Ray, why are you bleeding from your chest? You got a little ketchup on that or something, Ray? Ray? Oh, I've never heard Ray make that noise before. I've known Ray all my life.
All right.
Domitio, put the hood on Judd before.
All right. I grabbed Judd and put the hood on.
Are you taking me back home now? Is Mom and Dad going to pick me up?
Yep, they are. Here's your swim trunks. I grab them out of Randy's hands and give them to him.
Yay, I get to go swimming.
All right, let's take you there. Okay. All right, so that scene ended with death. It's Sarah's turn to establish herself.
Let's establish...
And this will be your final scene.
Oh.
Are we on the final round?
This is the final round.
Okay. Oh, geez. Let's establish where I'm being taken to.
Electric Avenue.
Don't worry, then we'll take you higher.
Alright, so Judd is being taken somewhere by Del Micchio.
A cave in the woods would be my suggestion.
Sounds like a good plan. Alright, cave in the woods.
Oh, it's kind of drafty in here. Kind of feels like Maine in summer.
Click, 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 click.
What's that noise?
Oh, look at my head, sugar blends. Don't worry about it.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, they're working great. I'll do that. Thank you. How did you know how to make those again?
Oh, well, you know, man's got a lot of time in the woods. He's got to do something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay, listen. Here we go. Cave. Perfect. Yeah, I take the hood off. We're in a dark cave.
Oh.
This is your bunk.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's nicer than the one you gave me last year.
I know, down in the boiler room.
All right.
Coming from the back of the cave.
Whoa, what's that noise?
I don't know. This is...
There seem to be a lot of people with hedge trimmer legs.
Oh! Well, it's my friends! The friends that I made because Mom and Dad abandoned me at camp! And I know it! I know it now! They all abandoned me! They always abandoned me! So I made friends!
John! The Baker of Mads!
That's right!
The children who've been murdered over the years.
My friends! My friends! They let me go swimming! Right, friends?
Yay! Oh, yay!
The lake is all mine. You can't go swimming.
Yay! Hedge clipper eyes when I had none.
Your hedge clippers would rust in the lake, so you can't go swimming. No, the lake is mine.
We can burn her, though.
Dead bad.
Wait a minute. Are you telling me that Randy does just have cancer and didn't murder all those kids?
Well, that's right.
Why did I bribe all those officials?
Because... you're stupid, and I'm smart. Ha ha. Now, my children, now.
Wait, he's one of us.
Now, Pippin.
He's kind of one of us.
Now, Domicchio, you're my friend forever, because you have hedge clipper legs. But, Arpeggio.
Why am I here all of a sudden?
Arpeggio, you followed us?
I must have.
You fool, run, run!
But. My legs have turned into hedge clippers!
Oh, yeah? Don't do that!
I haven't really mastered the whole walking thing yet. What? How could this... What's even happening right now?
Well, now, my children, now, we're going to have our own summer camp. We're all going to do arts and crafts, and we're going to go play some frisbee golf, and we'll be friends forever.
Can we make topiary?
No, we can't make topiaries! That's at the girls' camp!
Alright, so we all decided that went well for Judd. So you get the last white die.
Yay!
We only have black dice left, so everything's going to be badly for us from now on, which makes sense because there's an army of crazed hedge clipper children led by a drunken 85-year-old. So, yeah...
Okay.
Chris?
My turn. All right. Yeah. So, establish scene between you and me.
Okay.
But obviously everyone else is there, too.
Right.
I'm helping the others with all the
crafts. Jamie Lee Turner's still out
there. No, Jamie Lee's not there.
She's okay,
not
there. Jamie Lee Turner's not there yet. All right. Jeez.
Well, by all means.
Domitio, this is absurd. What? No, this can't actually be happening. And Randy? Randy's not real. Randy's, don't you remember?
It's like Randy's playing a game with me.
I brought all my dice, guys.
It's like the therapist said. Randy is us.
Oh, you're right. I totally blocked it out.
It can't be. And when Randy comes real for us, things change.
Wow.
I just blew your mind.
Oh, I'm so sorry, boys, that I never had the heart to tell you, but you're actually conjoined twins.
Oh my god, look, he's right!
Wait, is that why I suddenly realize I have hedge clipper legs? That's because we've had the same legs the whole time?
Wait a minute.
How did I run off from him earlier?
Yeah, and then there's a whole Fight Club flashback.
Right? And insert montage of scenes that were imaginary here.
Both of you, you've only one hand holding each side of the head as you murder my ex.
Oh god. It's like Ryan Murphy wrote this game.
Well, that's confusion followed by pain.
I'm confused.
I did not see that coming, admittedly. But now what does all this mean?
Well, The camp is going to be a little weird, because there's only these weird hedge clipper children.
But Randy, how many times have I told you, there is no camp, your parents left you, and you're here in the hospital?
What?
All of these things are projections of your own mind.
Wake up, Randy.
I think you've snapped. I don't think that's... Look down. We have one pair of hedge clipper legs.
Randy, wake up. It's the doctor. Time. It's Dr. Campbell.
Dr. Campbell, can you help me with this one? He seems to be in extreme distress.
Oh, yeah? I think we should give him another sedative.
Dr. Campbell to the proctology ward. Dr. Campbell to the proctology ward.
Well, time to get my finger warm.
Dr. McClure.
Nurse, you watch over Randy.
Dr. McClure, Nurse Turner, can you assist me?
Wait, Dr. Arpeggio, is that you?
No, there's no Dr. Arpeggio. I'm your therapist, Ray Milland. I guess.
But if you're here, then where am I?
Well, you're in the hospital, the Center for Clinically Completely Fucked Up People in Maine somewhere.
But why do I have these hedge clipper legs?
Yeah, okay, so that part is real. There was a terrible accident in the hospital last year, and this is your temporary fix until we can get you proper prosthetics.
Hey.
Well, it's a lot more difficult to get the real prosthetics since, you know, the outbreak.
So
that's all your insurance could afford.
So orderly, right? Do you watch Ray Donovan?
He's a sexy beast.
Yeah, you're kind of a sexy guy. Oh, yeah. We do have a box.
Here, take a black jacket. That's all we have left.
Okay.
Let me just change this bedpan here. And then
that's sexy.
I think that ended badly for you because you don't exist anymore, apparently.
Because I don't really exist.
You went from being a conjoined twin to
I'm
nothing.
I'm actually just an imagination in your head.
Yeah, okay, great. All right. Well, thanks for leaving me that to deal with.
Maybe.
I'm going to let you guys establish because I don't know what's going on anymore. I don't know what happened.
Okay,
but so it's going to go badly for me.
So there's this snow globe, right?
Oh, God. and Stephen Amell is imagining this. He's pitching this to the CW.
And the only happy memory he ever had was with his sled.
That's right.
No, maybe none of them.
Nope.
Okay.
And Hurley from Lost is there.
Of course, Hurley's got to be there. He's
Whoa,
throwing
dude.
Everything.
You got hedge clipper legs. That's weird, man.
I don't know where to go with this.
Okay, so how about you're talking to yourself in your own head and trying to clear up if this is.
Maybe we could always double back and let him, he wakes up and it is actually
true.
The camp.
Yeah, okay, that's where I'm going.
Okay.
Yeah, I think that's a good idea. So I wake up from the hallucination I just had about the hospital.
My finger's warm.
Stuff.
You want to feel it?
Demetrio, wake up! Where'd you go there for a second?
Where did you go?
Wait, I had a dream, and you weren't there, and you were there.
Oh, yeah?
And Ray was not there. Well, Ray was there. Where's Ray? Oh, right, arrow to the chest. And
hi, I'm the arrow.
He wasn't there either.
Arpeggio, your brother, I can't not be there.
Oh, right, conjoined twins. Yes. I did have the hedge clippers.
Yes.
So that's real.
That is, what are you talking about? You passed out and we're surrounded by hedge clipper children who are probably not the happiest.
I don't know,
got distracted somehow.
There's really bad fumes in this cave and I think they must have affected my brain.
Yeah.
That's because Joe doesn't clean.
No, he doesn't.
Maybe if you left a finger and help me.
It smells like poopy.
Maybe if you didn't poop your hedge clipper pants.
Joe, did you kill all those people?
Nope. Wasn't me.
Darker forces!
must be, that copper who's been lurking around the camp.
That's a strangely good point coming from you, Jed. What did, in fact, happen to the cop that was supposed to be here?
That's a good question.
Yeah, he showed up at the same time as that really attractive 16-year-old girl.
Oh, yeah, about that. That girl is a guy that I've known for many years.
Wait, what?
Yeah, he was going undercover, I think. He talked about this at the bar one night, how he was going to go undercover as
Jump Street.
But Arpeggio, weren't you there too? You could join.
I get drunk a lot faster.
Arpeggio doesn't always remember when we're having conversations.
I have a problem, which admittedly would make it his problem too, but still, never mind about that.
You know what? Stop pushing your problems on me. Just because we're conjoined twins, I have my own person. At least 50% my own person.
The doctor said 48.
Yeah, well, that doctor was a quack. That's why I murdered him.
Sorry we share that. Wait, what?
You murdered him, I mean.
Well, I didn't murder anyone.
Well, you don't remember, do you? And I remember not murdering him, so clearly,
no,
you're the murderer.
It was Randy.
There's no Randy. He doesn't exist.
It was Randy.
There's no Randy. There's no Arrow, and Judd is definitely still a camper.
I am.
What about that old cop thing? I don't care. I'm a switch hitter anyway, so that's fine.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
kind of pleased that I can't go to jail now if I got decided to...
Then, let's go find Jamie Lee.
Hopefully you're a switch hitter, too, because it could be a problem if you weren't.
I'll just try and blank it out.
Okay, fair enough. have a shot of a squirrel head beer.
Well, you know, we run out of hedge clippers, we'll start making legs up switches.
Come cut me a switch.
I'm going to take this here black dye because I'm not sure why, but I know really things good. Aren't going well for me.
Yeah, I don't think things are going
started,
well for
I
anyone.
Started the day and I was a gardener with hedge clippers and now I'm a conjoined twin with hedge clipper legs.
Yeah. Well, me too.
Yeah. So. Yeah, that's true. Yeah. Your day is also not going great. Yeah.
And
yeah.
Found out that, like, our imaginary brother is not real and is, in fact, when he does appear, he starts killing people.
And right. Does not own a game store.
No.
Does not own a game
that's
store.
That's the worst part, really.
Yeah. No. No, it doesn't.
Doesn't all even right. Get free stuff from Stephen Amell.
Joe, you're from the scene.
Okay. Jamie Lee, motivated both by fear and a thirst for justice, is working for the Cthulhu that killed that one lady.
Joe is not going to let the Cthulhu go.
and in that mad rage, has found herself all the way across the lake to one of the other camps, Camp Dark Soil.
Dark Soil. I would totally go to Camp Dark Soil.
And is there anyone else
there's
there?
There's a lot of clay
no,
soil.
Yeah. Well, nobody that we know.
Okay, so, all right.
So no, it's not. You know.
Damn it! Oh, I'm just gonna take these stupid things off. Ooh, liberation. Birdie Bros. Here we go. Help! Help! There's Cthulhus that are killing cat people on the other side of the... Oh my god. There's nobody here. I'm all alone. Why must the strong female in a horrific situation always be the last to live? Why must I be a survivor?
Well, actually, you're not alone. I'm here. It's Randy. And,
Randy's coming for you.
I'm the high priest of the cult of Cthulhu. So, welcome.
Wow, look at her tying all these strings together.
Okay. Are you taking applications for Cthulhu lovers?
I'm sorry, I didn't understand what you said.
I'm a vivacious young girl. I'm 16 years old. I'm about to be a senior.
I am a happily married man, but we're always looking for new recruits in our cult of Cthulhu.
Cool, do you have a shot?
Sure.
What's he like? Is he cute?
He's a little young for you. I do have a good friend named Chris. who we're going to sacrifice later tonight.
Oh, great.
For a game.
Yeah. This feels like it already happened.
So, welcome.
Oh, sweet. And we get to sacrifice him by throwing him under a bus? LOL.
Sure. Sure. Sure.
You suddenly see.
Why don't you roll for that?
You see Ray walk out of the woods, rubbing blood off of his neck.
Oh, good Lord.
And he says, ugh. I'm so glad I don't have to do that stupid accent.
I know.
And he reaches behind him and pulls out a death's head cap, SS cap. Finally, I can get back to my work.
Here you go, Randy. $5. I think there's actually a statistic that says the percentage chance of Nazis coming to any given game of Fiasca.
Yep. Have to.
It's at like 78%.
It's a lot. Yep.
Yeah, it's a lot. Yep.
If the high priest hadn't been there, I don't know what I would have done, but he's quite good at resurrection.
Well, you know, powers of Cthulhu and all that. Nazi, why don't you roll and we'll see what happens for that.
To me?
Yeah. Okay. Roll, see the note, D, no, no, D10, no, no. That's the wrong one. It's a D8. It's a D8. That's, no, right, that's, dice, no, no. It's okay.
That's the wrong dice.
You're fumbling
in. That's the wrong one. All right.
I think it's only appropriate that I roll a death die.
So let's see what you get. Let's
even odd.
I don't know what's happening.
You
know what's
happening. It's your GM. I will decide.
What? It doesn't matter what I roll then.
She's fiascoing the game. Our reality six. Now.
Well, six is the number that you were supposed to roll. So we get to sacrifice Jamie Lee Turner.
No, sorry, not going to happen, my shame.
Yeah, but it ends badly, so.
Everything is going according to plan.
Alright, so Jamie Lee gets a black eye and is being sacrificed.
She just gave you a stink face.
In the next scene, everything bad happens to Sarah.
Alright, we're down to one last scene.
You know I love it when bad things happen to my characters.
This die is black, but the last scene can be a wild die, so it could go either way.
True.
All right, Tony, take us home. Yeah. You get to resolve this whole
what
thing.
Have,
so,
what
your
have
final
I
scene.
Wrought? All right, so Ray, whose last name is actually Schnitzel Nazi.
Who would have von
McClure. Von McClure.
Von McClure.
Ray von McClure. Park Rangers. That's what they call it.
The park for.
He's
always yelling Hogan for some reason.
I will. I'll resolve, and it will go badly.
Okay. Okay. This is going to go badly.
Okay.
So. So I believe Ray von McClure is going to get up there with Randy. Thank you, Sarah. to sacrifice. Sacrifice Jamie Lee and poor Chris to Cthulhu. And we'll pick up there. And
oh, boy,
I don't know where this is going to be, honest.
No, Chris, you look just like that other guy.
What's happening? We were just sitting in Randy's house just a second ago
playing
that game Fiasco. How did I even get here?
Well, when you said that I had free reign over this podcast, that I could do literally any game, and I chose the game in which I sacrifice you to our great one, Cthulhu.
That's insane. What are you, the little kid from the Twilight Zone movie? What's happening here? Randy? Randy, you're here too?
No, I'm Cthulhu. How's it going?
Hey, Cthulhu.
Hi, thanks for calling.
I'm over in the corner sharpening the hedge trimmers.
I appreciate you guys calling. I really do. Here for my sacrifices.
Yeah.
I love that, like, Cthulhu is one of the only characters without an accent.
Well, he's a great one, and the old one, and he's, America is the oldest country.
Chewing on a Big Mac, drinking a Coca-Cola.
Listen, I was promised a buxom young lass, and I see bearded man, woman, and...
I can't keep up this ruse anymore. You've all become so dear to me, and I've become so entrenched in the life undercover that I sometimes forget who I am. I'm actually Jamie Lee Turner, police cop guy, and you dudes are all under arrest. That's why I have this badge, and you have to respect it.
Cheese at the fuzz, back to Ryla.
Thank God.
No, wait, our Lord Cthulhu, come back, come back. This succulent, juicy... sacrifice is ready. Oh, he's gone.
Mind sacrifice.
Hey, how are we all going to get back to town?
I don't understand what's happening, for the record. I don't know what I'm doing here, and I'd just like to go home.
Well, you can go home. You can go to the other realm with our Lord Cthulhu, if he had stayed. But, you know, somebody scared him off.
Officer, I think these are crazy people. You've got to help me.
They are indeed crazy people, and we have a place for crazy people. It's called the woods, where we are right now.
That's not really helpful.
It is the people in cities. Come, let's get into my Jeep that I've stashed over here. Aw, damn. The battery's dead.
Well, my hedge clipper children, they cut the battery.
It was me.
How did they not get splashed in acid?
What reality are we in?
Remember, that was just the other camp. The other camp is the Cthulhu camp. It's across the lake.
Okay, but weren't you Sarah, not Judd?
No, I was Randy.
She was Randy.
Okay. Yeah.
But you weren't Judd.
But Judd was by the Jeep.
Judd just showed up with the head clipper children.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you're not escaping, Mr. Chris.
What? You're real?
We need a new camp counselor.
But we made you up in the game.
And, be careful what you wish for, or some shit like that.
Wait a minute. I have an idea. And I go rummaging through Judd's things. Here it is! And I pull out his copy of Pet Sematary.
What are you doing there? No! Don't do that! Don't do that! Oh my God!
I light it on fire! There. One of the 18 or so evils in this world is now destroyed.
Well, that's taken care of. Hey, Ray, how about we become fuck buddies?
Sounds good to me. I'm German.
Alright, that sounds like a good line there.
Scheiße,
alright, so now we do our conclusion rolls. I don't honestly know what's going to happen.
I have no idea how to take a conclusion.
So everybody roll your dice, and you get a total.
Even the death one?
You can choose whether it's white or black.
They're wild, really.
Oh, they're wild dice.
Do I want things to go really badly or really good for me?
Chris has dropped his die.
No. Oh, no.
Yeah, I do not see it.
Do you remember what you had? You can just steal mine.
I need another black die.
Oh.
Somebody give me a black die and remember what you had.
All right.
Hold on.
Mine's easy.
One, three, four, five.
All right. So,
I got -3.
I have white 0. Which
so we subtract black from white? Right?
Right, and then get a total of either white or black. So
it's just black 3 or white 3.
Okay, black, so three. Black so, 3. So you have black 3.
I got white 18.
Oh my God.
Good Lord. You did get a lot of dye there. Former Judd from
Pennsylvania. What do you got?
I'm going to make.
And I've also
got,
Randy.
I've got 2 death dye, and I'm going to make them both black. So I've got a 6, 8, black 14.
Black 14, all right. So somehow Ray von McClure Schutzelnazi is going to work out well. And Joe.
I totally
got black 12.
Black 12. All right. So hilariously, the two Lander brothers, who may not exist, seem to be the worst. So, all right. So everybody except for you and me, Chris, gets this ending. Let's see. We got Joe and Tony get awesome. Insanely great. You'll emerge not only unscathed, but if there's a girl involved...
That wasn't a high five, that was a slap on the ass.
If there's a girl involved, she's dropping her drawers. You might even get rich off this caper. Who knows? Time for a new ride. Fuck, so God. have fun with that. And
still the idea how Ray is not dead from the arrow.
Sarah gets...
Ray Reese brought me back to life.
Oh, fair enough. Okay.
And also, Nazis and anti-arrow technology.
That's true.
Sarah has fan-fucking-tastic.
Woo!
It's fat times ahead, safe and secure. That thing that makes your life better? Oh, you got it, absolutely, and then some. And then some more. Enjoy it.
I finally get to go swimming in the lake.
Chris, you have Harsh. Shit in a bag, Harsh. A lifetime medication, Harsh. A big black cloud of hurt is going to rain all over you. The things you need to happen are not going to. Simple as that. And I, with that white zero... Yet, the worst thing in the universe. This probably doesn't include death, since death would be way better than whatever this is. Be creative, and don't settle for the first worst thing that comes to mind. There's something darker, more awful, more wretched in there somewhere.
So I guess I'm riding in the car with Joe.
No, wait. The way we do the endings,
okay.
You have the this is statements. Remember, it's like the montage?
Yeah.
And you do we do one at a time, we go around, yeah. And for each die. And black is generally physical, and white is generally social or mental. And so we take turns doing this is statements of the finale of the aftermath.
Okay.
So let's start as we did with,
wait,
with
I don't
Judd.
Get it.
So basically, you will put forth a dice, mm-hmm. and you will describe something that happens at your ending, and then we're just sort of doing a montage between characters
based on what he just read.
So
about.
So
you have a you're having
super
a
good.
Yeah super good.
All right. So this is the best summer of my life. I got to go swimming.
All right. Chris, you put a dice forward and do a this is.
All right, so this is like me thinking it's all over, riding in the car with the sheriff and the park ranger, and that lots of it possibly wasn't even real, when I suddenly feel a strange stirring in my pants, and it starts to hurt, and I open it up, and I see that my penis has turned into a pair of hedge clippers.
No, wait, you do one at a time, one at a time.
That's what, that is the next
no,
one.
No, you do one, and then I do one.
Oh, I see, okay.
All right, so you're riding in the car.
That could be a good
fielder.
Thing.
Okay.
Could be a good one. All right, so I've got hedge clipper penis, and it's a good thing.
So, this is...
Just as his girlfriend walks in.
I have hedge clipper penis.
So, she's like, makes sense.
It's a real condition.
This is the disembodied consciousness of Delmichio Lander, who really doesn't exist for a while now, realizing that his consciousness is relocated somewhere strange.
I have a suggestion for that.
I have an issue.
This is Jamie Lee Turner. And finding myself identifying more and more with my female persona, Jamie Lee Turner.
Is that it?
Sure. Okay. Is that was a positive?
Oh yeah.
Oh good. I like to see where this is going.
This is Ray Vaughn McClure. Am I driving? I'm driving. driving the
you're
Jeep.
You're taking the wheel.
Driving the Jeep. I look back into the back seat at the huge pile of gold. Of Nazi gold that I've secured and driving away from the
kids. It wasn't always Nazi gold, to be fair.
But it is now.
Judd, your next one.
This is... this is... This is the family that I've always wanted. My hedge clipper family. Come, children. Come, swim in the lake.
Swim in lake. Swim in just lake.
Come, swim in lake.
It's not a lake.
Swim in lake. With a capital right. L. There's only one lake in Maine.
All there is.
It's called lake.
Chris, now you go.
All right, so I'm sticking with the hedge clipper penis.
All right.
I sit riding in the car next to the Nazi gold in the back seat. I suddenly realize that like,
win.
Zoom in while Dolly out that I have a hedge clipper penis.
All right. This is Delmicchio realizing his consciousness is now in a hedge clipper penis.
And that's a positive?
No.
Oh,
it doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
No, I have the worst thing in the universe. I am eternally in your hedge clipper penis.
Okay.
Wait, are you the hedge clipper penis or in the hedge clipper penis?
I think
he's
my
consciousness. Second head.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we're conjoined twins, but now I exist in his hedge clipper penis.
Yeah, we were not so much conjoined, but like never fully formed
right,
in my body
yeah.
twin.
So wait, do I have to do something bad now?
No, you keep doing good.
Oh,
you have
okay.
a good ending.
Oh, that's right, I do.
Yeah. Everything's good for you.
You know, I've already got a good start to my new life as Jamie Lee Turner instead of Jamie Lee Turner.
And I just feel that with every passing day, maybe I'll make it to homeroom on time. I'm already enrolled in City High School, and I've been kind of tardy lately. I think it's time that I respect myself and my education, and actually go to school on time.
That was deep cover. He enrolled in high school.
Didn't need to.
I don't even know what to do. All right.
We may have over-twisted.
Yeah, we might have.
I can't keep all the twists twisted in my head.
This is the flashback of Ray interrogating Judd in the woods.
Yeah.
While nobody else was around, he snuck into the woods and found Judd and interrogated him for the nursery rhyme that his parents taught him before. Before they went off to Germany, which describes the location of the hidden gold.
Please let it be schnee schnaw schnappy. Schnappy schnappy schnapp.
So that was that flashback.
All right, okay.
Ein kleinen Krokodil.
All right, Sarah.
This is John hearing a tune from his past, coming from a Jeep, driving down the road.
Okay. Chris, your last one.
As I sit there realizing what has happened, I also realize all of this has happened before, and I feel the memory starting to wash clean as already I start thinking, gosh, I better get ready for next year at camp. All those campers are going to be showing up soon.
Oh,
yeah. Hey, Del Michio, are you going to work on that lawn already?
I'm a painter.
You've always said that about Del Michio.
Joe?
Wow. It's already been 2 semesters. I studied really hard in school, and I finally got to State Junior Technological College. I'm really going to apply myself this year. I think I might go into either law enforcement or restaurant hotel management. I haven't decided yet.
Fitting profession.
Good luck.
This is Ray 5 years from now, retiring in Argentina, surrounded by luxury,
and a pleasant memory of murder.
Yeah, but no boilers.
No boilers.
No boilers anymore.
This is John. I see a 1942 Oldsmobile pulling up the drive. Mom? Dad? Is that you?
Alright, Joe.
They're like 200 years old.
Well, they're probably cults of Cthulhu, so.
They're Cthulhu's.
No, Mr. Hughes, I don't care what you say. The events at that camp were the most informative events of my life, and they do make me qualified to be the 4th female president this year of the United States of America. Okay?
Tony's last eye and his brain creaking trying to figure out where to go from here.
This is Ray, 40 years in the future. He's an old man on his deathbed. He slowly goes to the sleep for the last time. As he's closing his eyes, he suddenly hears, "Judd, wake up! It's time to go to camp."
This is Randy coming out of the 1942 Oldsmobile. Say, "No, Judd, it's not your parents. It's Randy. And we're gonna play a game, a tabletop game, the Call of Cthulhu."
So Ray gets into the convertible with all his friends, and the top slams shut. It's got Randy Lander's shirt, like the flash level, as it drives away as they bang on the windows.
Joe, do you have the last? No, you don't have the last.
No,
eye.
I do.
You have the last eye.
Yeah.
Yep. All right.
Oh, my sweet prince, Ray Vaughn McClure. You're a Nazi superstar, and many wanted to extinguish your flag. It's so sad that decades passed. I became the 4th female president of the United States in that year. I was elected Queen Hegemon of the Universe. But that wasn't really a thing. That was just more of an honorary title.
For now, as I see you draw your last breath and think about some shit about John, I don't know. I think to myself that I will lie, but sorry to you. As fuck buddies. And we will both pass into eternity.
Freeze, I bet you'll lander, Nazi hunter.
So, yeah.
I guess that ended this game of fiasco.
Yeah. Now, so,
bonus points to anyone who can describe in 3 sentences or less what that plot was.
Yeah.
It's called Love, Christopher. Okay.
So I'd just like to point out that we started in 1940s L.A. last time and wound up in the far future with Robot...
Robot Ernest Hemingway. Which at one point we considered bringing into the Joe and I talking outside. We're like, maybe we should sneak Robot Ernest Hemingway into this game.
That looks positively normal. That's like a Chris Columbus film compared to what just happened here.
It is. Even like Alejandro Jodorowsky doesn't make this convoluted and weird...
Well, we hope you enjoyed listening to that.
Yeah.
And hope that you can afford the therapy that's going to come from having listened to it.
Well, next up, assuming we can make it happen in any sort of timely fashion, which may or may not happen because it's the holiday season and everybody is busy, but we're going to do our best to get you Supernatural, the
or a continuation of or Ravenloft.
Or a continuation of Ravenloft, depending on what scheduling allows.
You know what I'm going to vote for? Ravenloft.
Yeah. Yeah. I really want to do that, but there's like two people in that game whose schedules are...
Oh, rats, we're going to have to do Supernatural.
No, that's okay. I think there may be another call of people at the church, and we fix some things with Bo's schedule.
What are you talking about?
Well, listen, we'll get to Supernatural. I'm very busy. I've got a cult to run, apparently.
Yeah. Well, I think. I'm not sure. Is that what happened?
Maybe. I might be in a hospital somewhere.
You might be my penis.
Yeah, I might be your penis.
Yeah.
No, that was Domicio. I want to be very clear on that.
Oh, okay.
All right.
Yeah, what you do penis-wise from now on is your deal.
Game's actually over now. You know.
I'm still
or
thinking
is
about,
it?
I'm still thinking about my penis. That's not uncommon.
All right. Thanks for listening.